Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It's time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, from all the way on the side of the world, Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. I am happy to be back on air.
Yes, happy Sunday. It's been kind of crazy. This, like, baby is taking a lot of my time.
Yeah, well, it's just not baby, it's work, and then I'm doing the convention scene now, and yeah, it's gotten crazy.
Normally, if you're tuning in for the first time, normally we watch the show on Monday, of course, you know, Gotham and Sleepy Hollow. Those are the two shows that we watch on Monday, and we were supposed to recap on Tuesday, but these past 2 weeks, it's been a little crazy, so...
But don't worry, Mike and I, we're going to work out our schedule and hopefully have a set time.
Yes, we will. And Gotham fans, you know we're on top of it. It's just a little crazy. And better late than never, in my book. So let's talk about Mondays. This was last Monday. The episode was called The Scarecrow.
Love it.
On Monday on Fox. And I got my notes here. Amy, as you can listen...
Yes, and, I hear your notes.
And I kind of broke it down. That's what I like about Gotham. Not only is it a great show, but it's easy to follow because it deals with their little characters back and forth. And it's easy. I think the Gotham writers did this on purpose for me to make it this easy. So when I take my notes, I can just kind of put everybody together.
You know they had you in mind.
You know what? And I appreciate the Gotham writers for that. I appreciate that. So let's talk about my first person that I have here, Fish Mooney. Now, this is kind of like a two-part episode because... we have I call him Dr. Evil, and he's been taking out scare juice out of people. And it's obvious to see that we see in this episode that he escaped last week, and we see him in this episode. He's basically trying to, you know, take the fear away from him. So he's got a good intentions, right, for himself and his son, but he's killing people along the way. And then, of course, we see in this episode where... something happens, but we'll get to that shortly. But last week's episode, I know I'm kind of confusing myself. Last week's episode, it ended with Fish Mooney and some black pirate dude, and they're about to go head to head like super friends. And that's what we start off with. She's still locked in this. What do you think this is? Do you think it's like, because there's a bunch of different types of people, in this basement, or what do you think it is?
It looks like an underground tunnels or something like that underneath Gotham.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, why are there prisoners? But then towards the end, you know, the girl comes in and they took her eyeballs. So why would they take her eyeballs?
Shit. I don't know. That's.
Is it like a plastic surgery type thing? Like, okay,
oh, you know what? Maybe a black market kind of like. Whatever we need, we take your body part. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that could possibly be it that you mention it now is maybe they need the eyes for something. I don't know.
But Fish, you know, she was the female.
Dude.
You know, there's not that many females. And you can obviously see that, you know, the females in there are taken advantage of by the guys.
Yes. Yes, they are. And
Fish just put a stop to that, and I loved it.
Fish, it was good to see Fish, because, you know, like, this whole time that she's been, I mean, she's tough, but we don't get to see, you know, her be like this. You know what? It's always all bark, no bite with Fish.
Yeah.
But you know she's capable.
She's always had Bard to watch her back.
Yeah, she's capable of doing it, but we've never seen it. But this one here, she, like, took over, and she used her little vagina skills. And those are kind of slightly like ninja skills, but vagina skills are more serious. They're more powerful than ninja skills.
They are.
And so she kills that dude, and then she's got the knife, and she's like, things are gonna be changing, bitches.
Yeah, and then that's when they bring the girl in.
So do you think she's gonna get the troops together and like they're gonna like bombard these guys?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think do you think now this coming up Monday, which is tomorrow, since we're doing this on Sunday right now, do you think we see a little bit of Fish Mooney saying that she has a plan and things are going to change. Do you think we're going to see the big breakout tomorrow? Or do you think we're going to still see Fish down there a few episodes?
Hopefully we see the big breakout.
See,
I don't think it's going to be that easy.
See, I want to see some stuff down there. I want to know, I want to like meet some other people down there, and I want to know what they're doing down there and all that good stuff.
I know. Love how she just got another right-hand man.
Yep. Quick.
You know, he's not as good-looking as Butch, but...
Or the Penguin. The Penguin was her little sidekick, too. This guy here, he seems more... I don't know. Do you think this guy that's with her is more of a Butch or more of a Penguin?
In between.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, I don't know. I shouldn't say in between because there's no way he's got the Penguin's mind.
Right.
There's no way.
So we'll see. Let's see here. The next person that I have here, Jim Gordon and Dr. Lee Tompkins, which this kind of is a combo of their relationship and then plus everything that Jim was in. Now, of course, yeah. Jim and Bullock are off trying to solve the case of the Dr. Evil stealing scare juice from people. But not only do we have that, Jim and Dr. Tompkins go on a date. And this is, I have a question for you and the fans. Now, I haven't read anything on Gotham Addicts' Facebook page or anything like that. So, you know, I don't try to read anything. They go on three dates. And Jim kind of throws out there like, you know what? Three dates? I haven't seen your apartment. And she's like, nope. Got to get up for work. I love Dr. Tompkins, but something seems
bad.
Something seems fishy.
He's bad. My brother, he's like, well, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, don't tell me. And he was like, okay, all I'm going to tell you is she's bad.
Oh, so he knows that she's bad?
I believe so. Because my brother's into the big comic books and stuff like that.
Well, how about you tell your brother to shut up? Because
But no, he said she's bad because he was like, Amy, you know that Barbara's going to come back.
That's what I've heard. She's going to come back.
Yeah.
Do you think Barbara's in rehab?
Probably. I mean, well, she's at her parents, so obviously.
We haven't seen anything. We haven't seen anything for since she showed up at her parents' house.
Barbara's going to come back as a badass chick.
I don't know. She's hot, so I hope she does, because I liked Barbara from the beginning, and then she got all crazy.
Yeah, I don't like the, you know, the pitiful, I don't like the pitiful side.
No, I don't like the stalking kind of two-faced side of her. I don't know. I think the last podcast that we did, I mentioned, I think you and I both talked about there was something fishy about her. And I think one of the people, I can't remember who it was, but one of the people from the Facebook page of Gotham Addicts actually put on there and said, thanks. I'm not the only one that thinks something's odd about this chick. Cause I don't know. She seems really cool. She's hot. And then some of the stuff that she does is cute. Like, you know, it's like, oh, she's cute, but sometimes I wonder if she's doing all this to kind of throw Jim off.
I think she's doing it to throw Jim off because, I mean, come on. He asked her not to kiss in public because now they're coworkers.
Yeah.
They're not just, oh, she's a doctor and she's coming into my work and giving me a kiss. No, they're coworkers. And just the way she was acting, like, seriously?
Know. Well, it's obvious that Bullock also sees the future and knows that no couples that work together stay together kind of thing.
Exactly.
While we're in the police station, the Penguin comes and to deliver a message for Jim and then gives Jim the quote that I really liked that he said. He said, walking with a friend in the dark is sometimes better than walking alone in the light. Do you think Jim called it right and said, I don't need your help. I'm not going to come associate with you. Goodbye. Or do you think that was a mistake?
I don't know. Jim wants to do the right thing, but I think he's going to get back in bed with Penguin.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just watching Jim's face when Penguin said that, I was like, Jim, just, you know, you don't have to, like, go to the party, but I wouldn't be... I mean, because it did work out well when Penguin helped him last time,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it's obvious. I agree with you. I think Jim's trying to do the good thing, but I think Bullock will tell you, you know, you can still be good, but sometimes you got to play dirty to take the dirty out.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I was kind of like if I was standing behind Jim, I'd been like, Jim, shut up. Just go to the party. We can just get some food and then we just bounce. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. But I see Jim's bigger picture. You know, he's trying to do right. And then he's got all the police force looking at him. So if he strays, then they're going to be like, see, he's phony. So I get it. I don't know. I'm on the fence with this. Let's talk about Dr. Evil and the son. He's actually sucking out the scary juice out of people.
And putting it in, like, I thought he was making, like, honey mustard there for a minute with it. Because that's what it kind of looked like.
Honey mustard.
Now every time you go eat honey mustard, you're going to think of that. And you're going to be like,
no, the good thing is I don't eat honey mustard because I don't like anything that tastes honey. Like, honey baked ham, I hate honey baked ham. I like ham, regular ham. Honey roasted nuts? Nope, I don't like it. But I do like honey.
How do you not like honey roasted peanuts?
No, just regular peanuts. But I do like honey all over my fruit. Like, I just started doing that.
So weird.
No, weird. I'm telling you, you cut up some strawberries and some bananas, and people listening on the internet, if you do it, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, the next time you cut up some strawberries and bananas, pour a little honey, mix it. Holy schnaggy balls.
Okay, I'm going to try that tonight.
It's so good. So good.
I'm going to try it just for you.
So we see the Scarecrow is born, because I guess Dr. Evil was trying to give his son little doses, but when once Bullock and Jim showed up at the house, he had to give him like a mega juice dose, which kind of went backwards. And I guess since the son saw the Scarecrow, that was the one thing that's going to stay embedded in his mind forever. And now we have the Scarecrow, because even at the end, while he's in the hospital, the Scarecrow's climbing over the bed, and oh man, that was cool. I'm happy for that one.
That was freaky.
It was. But I was cool. But it sucks because now I'm wondering, like, and maybe the Gotham addicts and the Gotham fans that are listening to this, and maybe you know the answer because I don't know. Like, we're seeing the Scarecrow, and he's going through, you know, he's young, but he's going, you know, I mean, we see Bruce, and it's obvious the Catwoman. I mean, we're not going to see them as Batman and the Catwoman. But the Scarecrow's a little bit older. Do you think we'll still see stories of the Scarecrow dealing with his Scarecrowism? Or do you
maybe?
You know, so I don't know.
I got a feeling he's going to end up in Arkham.
So I mean, that's probably the easy thing to do is just get him and put him in there, and then they're locked away, and we don't see him until whatever.
Yeah.
All right. If anybody else knows, please let us know. I'm just wondering because you're seeing all these character developments, and like, I mean, I know we see Catwoman, you know, we see Poison Ivy, but we don't see a lot of her.
Yeah.
Just
now,
walking around the streets.
I read somewhere. Well, it was I didn't read anything. I glanced. That, you know, one of the, on the side of Facebook, they got that news feed and stuff.
Right.
And, they said we're going to see the Joker soon. Not the Joker. Yeah, the Joker.
The Joker. Hello. Did you not see the trailer for next, for tomorrow?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. You're
seeing it?
I thought you saw it.
No, I didn't see the trailer.
Oh man. So what happens is it says like Monday next on Gotham. And then it shows Bruce. And little Bruce decides to go to the office. He goes to work day without his dad, without Alfred, it looks like. And he goes in there and he just starts calling the shots. And all the executive, all the big wigs are like, because he's asking about Arkham. He's asking about, I mean, Bruce ain't messing around. And that's what I, so he goes in there. And so that he's rocking the boat there. Then you see Fish Mooney says that she has a plan. Okay. So that it goes into her. And then it shows you've met the villains, the Penguin, the Catwoman, you've met the Riddler. You know, and then they're like Gotham's next villain. And all of a sudden you see Bruce sitting there talking to what looks like a lady, could be a mom and a little boy. And the little boy starts laughing and he looks up and and it says it's no joke. And then you're like, oh, damn. And then he starts talking to the to the mom, like, do you know why you're here? And the kid lifts his head up and he starts laughing and you hear the giggling of the Joker. And then bam, it ends.
Let's talk about Bruce, because we didn't even talk about Bruce.
I know, but you got me on the Joker.
I'm sorry, because I wanted to bring up Milo, too, but we'll talk about that.
How do you get excited about Joker, and then I give this whole spiel, and then, okay, let's talk about Bruce.
Because Bruce was awesome in this episode.
He was not.
He was awesome. He got upset, and it'd been anything. Because, you know, you go do something with your father every year.
Right.
And then once you get there, you're going to be upset because your parents were dead.
Right.
All that stuff. You're going to be upset and you're going to act just like him. But him rolling down that hill and then coming back up.
Oh, you know, and to find Alfred.
A few hours later and Alfred's sitting there.
Yeah, that was funny. But that was Bruce wasn't awesome.
No, he was awesome.
He went on a hike.
Awesome little kid.
He went on a hike. He didn't take Alfred. He should have. He didn't take Alfred. Then he throws his rocks. Then he messes up his whole little statue that him and his dad did. That was kind of, I understand that he's mad, but that like was, to me, that was like a memory. Like, why would you even do that, Bruce? So that's not making him awesome.
Well,
and then he falls. Then he falls, which is not awesome.
At least he didn't fall into a cave with a bunch of bats.
That would have been awesome. Now that would have been awesome if he would have went in there and little bats flew around. Oh, that would have been cool. But I wasn't impressed. Yeah, I wasn't impressed. I mean, it was hilarious that Alfred was there the whole entire time waiting for him. But let him do it himself. And, you know, and Alfred's about tough love. I love seeing Alfred and Bruce together, which is cool. So they see the sunset and everything else. And so, yeah, that was a good part, but it wasn't awesome. You want to know what's awesome?
What's awesome?
I think my favorite part in this entire episode, the face-off of the Riddler and the Penguin together at the police station. Now that
was awesome
for me.
That was.
You know, just seeing the Penguin there to deliver that letter, and then you see the Riddler just kind of following him, and they just go face to face. And then he asks that Riddler, and then he says his jab, and the Penguin jabs him back, and then the Riddler jabs him about, you know, Emperor Penguins and putting the eggs on their feet. That was just like a body blow to the Penguin. It was awesome.
Awesome. Who would win? Would the Riddler or the Penguin win out of a fight? I would say the Riddler.
You know what? We haven't seen the Riddler fight. The Penguin, he tries to fight, but he runs more. I think the Riddler would. Enigma would take him. I think he would. I think that the Riddler would just kind of lose his shit and just beat the crap out of the Penguin. I don't know. My money would be on the Riddler.
Yeah, me too.
Fans that are listening, who do you think would win in a fight? And I'm not talking about, you know, like superhero evil Penguin, the Riddler. I'm talking about like right now. Like if you just pushed each other in the police station, who would fight? That's what I want to know. So that was just awesome seeing them together. And then of course the Penguin and Don Falcone. Penguin gets the club. Falcone kind of invites him to the family, so now he's part of that crew. I thought it was really funny when Maroney showed up at the club and pretty much says, "You know what? I'm happy. Everything's squared away." But you hope that Falcone lives a long life, because as soon as he's dead, you're dead.
Yeah.
So that was probably a threat. Now, I was trying to, you know, in this show, I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, does he know something I don't know? Like, are they going to try to kill Don Falcone? Or is Maroney just going to kind of just, I mean,
I think everybody's trying to kill Carmine.
True that.
Like, everybody's trying to kill this man.
But Don Falcone, he's a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, even that opening scene when he's talking to the Penguin and starts telling Penguin, you know, don't worry about this and you fix the club and we got to make money and da 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 da. I mean, you can tell Falcone, you know, he's cool and he's just kind of talking, hanging out, but you push him, put him in the corner. You know, that's Don Falcone, for Christ's sakes.
Yep.
So, scale of 1 to 10, what did you think of this episode?
10.
You give it a 10?
I give it a 10. I really enjoyed this episode.
I did too. I'm trying to think, because when you say 10, I'm thinking, did it blow my mind? No, it didn't blow my mind because I didn't get any Catwoman. I like to have everybody. Just even a little sprinkle. The Scarecrow was cool. I don't know if we needed 2 episodes, but I'm glad we did because, you know, I got the stuff that I got in the second episode. I would probably give it a 9 because I really enjoyed certain parts of it a lot. But Cat would have made it a little bit. It would have been funny if Catwoman was sitting in a tree watching Bruce fall down and didn't help him either. That would have been funny too. But no, I give it a 9, you give it a 10. And of course, Monday night on Fox, it's the new episode, which is going to be cool because I'm wondering if we're going to get to see the Joker.
And we're almost done.
I'm so excited. Because how many episodes are left?
I think maybe 4.
Okay, so it's just around the corner. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
It actually might be less than 4.
I couldn't tell you. I know Sleepy Hollow is going to be ending soon because Kevin Bacon's The Following is coming back, which is going to be awesome.
Oh, that's right. I think we got 22 episodes of Gotham. Okay. I'm thinking about The Following.
Yeah, Amy, why don't you just be quiet now?
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some Twitter news real quick, some Twitter fun that we had.
Okay, what do you have?
This week after the show, remember I sent you a tweet about Milo joining the cast.
No, whoa. Oh, Milo, yes, your boy, our boy, well, your boy, but my boy from Heroes, Rocky.
Gilmore Girls. Rocky, yes.
What? Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, he was on Gilmore Girls.
Shut up, who cares about that shit? I'm talking about Rocky Balboa. He played Sylvester Stallone's Rocky's son. He was in Heroes. He was also in, what was the one with Adam Sandler? Adam Sandler, and he has his boy. That's my boy. He played the crazy Marine brother who's sleeping with his sister.
Yes.
What's his real name?
Milo. I don't even ask me his last name. I can't pronounce it.
Because he's Italian.
Everybody knows who we're talking about.
Yeah, he's Italian. He looks like a very young Sly Stallone. And he actually he retweeted and favorited your tweet that you did that I retweeted.
Yeah, it was funny because when I tweeted you and then you tweeted me back and then a couple of our hosts jumped in on it and they were like, oh my God, we can't wait. And so all I seen was him sitting there liking everything we were talking about. So he's excited to be on Gotham.
That's going to be awesome. Now, have you heard if he's going to be a good guy or bad guy?
I haven't heard. Because I don't want to get spoiled. I do not read anything about Gotham.
Oh, either do I. I don't.
Yeah, because I don't want to be spoiled.
I'm trying to see what his how you say his last name, but my I don't know what's up with my Twitter on my computer. Who knows what's going on here? No, I'm excited for that. Now, do you know when he's going to come back? I mean, I'm not come back, but do you know when he's going to come to the show?
No, I have no idea.
Bastard.
I know. I suck on this. I'm sorry.
And he hasn't said anything?
I haven't been paying attention.
Well, I'm looking at Milo. What's his last name? Come on. You're supposed to know these things. Milo Oh, Jesus Christ. If he listens to this. If he listens to this, I love you, dude. Milo Shit.
A couple of years ago at Comic-Con, I was up at the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, because they were doing a Twilight thing. So we were up there recording and stuff like that and doing some interviews. And so I'm sitting there with one of my best friends, Trevor Munson, who created the TV show Moonlight, wrote a book and did a couple of movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting there, and all of a sudden – he starts walking up the street, Milo does.
Right.
And I was like, oh, dude, that's the dude from Heroes. And I guess I said it way too loud.
Okay.
Because the whole line of everybody that was waiting for the Twilight cast bombarded him in the middle of the street.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. And so I was like, great. Guys, let's get him out of the street before somebody gets killed.
So now that he's probably going to listen to this, he's going to hear me butcher his name, and he's going to hear you that pretty much caused a almost traffic accident / panic attack on his ass at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry.
Yeah. Milo, we're just going to call you Milo V. Yeah. Milo V. There you go. Because I'm going to Ventimiglia.
That sounds good. Say that.
Ventimiglia. Is that right, Milo?
And
Ventimiglia.
Another thing. Rocky the Rock.
What? The Rock?
Yeah, my pet rock.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not going to get onto that again.
We had so many people go like that photo. And it does have eyes. They're yellow. They're right there next to his nose.
You know what? People, if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to the last podcast of Gotham. And then you'll see where Amy's talking about, and then you can go there, because I don't want to tell you people and the internet, because it's so ugly.
It's not ugly.
That I do not want you to waste any time of your life going there. But if you're curious, listen to the Gotham show last week and then go and then leave comments. Also leave comments, because it's so ugly. It's ugly.
I don't think everybody that left comments.
You probably those are probably spammers, or you probably purchased those followers to because you had nobody comment.
Whatever.
On that ugly rock. Are we done now?
I think we're done. But I want to thank Tiffany. I think her name is Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually running to my Instagram right now and looking if my iPhone was a little bit faster.
Right.
This would be cool. But I want to thank her for liking it.
So once again, you have one real friend that liked it. It's amazing.
No, she was fighting with you.
No. It just shows you, internet, that because she only remembered one person who happened to be the one
because
person.
She started fighting with you.
Yeah, whatever. It's one person she liked. One person. All those other people were probably your friends. You know?
Samantha, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're totally off. I was waiting for you to correct yourself. You're just burying yourself in a hole. First, you almost caused Milo his death at San Diego Comic-Con. And then you totally call Samantha Tiffany.
I'm sorry.
And then posting.
She went to go see Kingsman 3 days ago. Liking?
Okay, I have no idea. We're done. Where can people find you online?
They can follow me on Instagram, Amy McCracken, and they can follow me on Twitter, Amy VRO. And you can follow the VRO on Twitter, the VRO. And then you can go to our hub. It's called thevro.com. We are on Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr, Facebook, Variety Radio Online.
Cool. And for me, people, you can check out iwatchmike.com. That is my blog, iwatchmike.com. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, @MikeTheMovieGuy. and my YouTube channel, iWatchMike, and I think that is about it. If you do go to blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline, the RSS feed is there so you can subscribe. All the other past shows are there, not just from me and Amy, but from other hosts as well, from other TV shows. And, of course, the iTunes. You can go to iTunes and subscribe. All you got to do is search Variety Radio Online, and bam, that way you don't miss a podcast. Once again, thank you for everybody, Gotham Addicts, Gotham TV Tag. I know I'm forgetting a bunch of things. I didn't write anything down because I'm rushing because I got to go to this
spot. Our friends in Dublin, thank you.
Yes, shout out to y'all. And I think that's it. So thanks for the retweets, the favorites, the shares. Please doing that. And then we'll post the show really, really soon. And everybody have a great week. Hope everybody had a great Valentine's. And I hope everybody had lots of sex. Amy, I'm not even going to say it to you because I know that you don't have a man except that rock.
That don't mean I didn't.
Whoa. We got to go. We got to go.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.